Gateway Mobile.
We're CPA Mobile. Just as fine as I can be, I guess. Name here is David. I can't remember your name.
This is Daniel. I'm located in Taylor.
I'm gonna remember you because we both live in Taylor's. Well, I'm over here in Greer right now. I just turned on off of 14 on the way to Hampton, and I'm headed back to the house.
Where I just left, I'm on my way. Actually, just turned on to Edwards going towards Haywood. I have to run some errands, go to the bank, and go get my hair shortened.
If they're giving away any free samples at the bank, give me some.
Every time I ask, they won't let me touch anything.
Me like that. You know, banks. I mean, what do you do? Oh me. My dad worked for a bank all his life. He started with People's National Bank on West Washington, and then it went on from there. They got bought out several times. It's Bank of America now.
I started out with it wasn't BB&T, it was some other bank, and then SunTrust bought them, and I was with SunTrust, and then then I ended up moving over to Carolina, which then got bought out by TD.
My dad retired. He was working in the building there downtown. The Bank of America building, I guess that's what it's called, and it was NCMB then, and he said that was an acronym for Nobody Bothers, Nobody Cares.
That's a good acronym.
Evidently, he didn't like his bosses too much, and he was an assistant vice president when he retired, and I don't know what all he did, but I know he was over all the tellers and did other things too, but he had some interesting stories to tell about people coming in trying to cash checks. You know, they'd go get a mail bag at the post office and steal it and then dump it out and get all the checks out of it and then try to cash them. They wouldn't have ID or anything. Didn't have an account with NCMB, and so anyway. But he retired. Gosh, he retired in '88, I believe. Yep, 1988.
Actually, was part of somebody tried to pull me into a scam system one time. This is about 4 or 5 years back. We do corporate, but we also do some weddings, and so this client supposedly paid me with a check, and I don't know, you know how sometimes when you just get a weird, icky feeling? I just had a weird feeling about the check, so I went and I took it to my bank and said, hey, I think this may be a scam. I think this is a bad check. But can you check it? So they said, yeah, something doesn't add up. So they said, take it to, it was BB&T check. And so I took it over to BB&T, and BB&T said, yeah, this is totally a scam. So I was like, all right. So my intuition counted for something that day.
And my My wife, when we lived in Charleston 2.5 years. Other than that, we've lived in Greenville all our lives. And when we were down there, she had briefly had a job at a bank, and she said, I asked her about, you know, counterfeit money back then. Of course, I don't think they used markers. This was back in the late 80s. And she said that, you know, when you handled money all day, you could tell a counterfeit just by the texture and by looking at it. You know, it just jumped out at you. Because you handled real money all day, you know. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, I knew a lady who worked at the bank, and she basically said the exact same thing when it came to cash. She kind of knew she could see through it, and she could know right off the bat if, for the most part, if something was counterfeit or not. So, yeah, I feel like, I guess they handle so much money every day that it's probably not terribly difficult. It kind of comes almost second nature to them, but that's crazy.
I have fond memories of my dad coming home, and he smelled like money. And, of course, they had to wear a suit and tie, and, you know, his clothes would just absorb that smell because he'd been in it all day long, and it was just the neatest smell. And, of course, when he came home, we'd always go running up to the garage and greet him at the car, you know, and give him a hug, and I just have fond memories of that. I remember the day he retired, I thought to myself, you know, I've never known a day that my dad wasn't working. This is going to be kind of weird.
I tell you what, there's nothing like, I mean, I know you were saying getting home and hugging your dad, or when he got home, but I had three small kids. My youngest just turned 11, basically today, and so I kind of miss those days where they run up to you and give you a big hug as you walk through the door. But, hey, Dave, I'm at the bank, but can you give me your call one more time so I can write it down?
Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha.
Thanks. Real quick, and see if they'll hand me some money or not. Yes, we'll see how that goes. But this is KI4DTY and KB4CBA. Dave, it was a pleasure talking to you. I'll be 73s for just a little short while.
Well, I am pulling in the garage, so I will not be here when you get back. But anyway, you have a good day. Enjoy this beautiful day, and good to talk to you again. You take care. 73 is KB4CBA clear.
N4IQ mobile, monitoring.